You went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of what?
King of crap.
The Colossus of clout. The Colossus of clout.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for if it went to auction, or even if it's worth putting in an auction or not. Nobody picked up the prize last week. We're going to do the same prize again this week because I like this prize, a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Pick Football Box. This box has five packs per box, one autograph per pack. Typically, the autographs are guys that are going to be in this year's draft. You know, guys like Jamal Adams, the guys that will be drafted this year. But also, you can, I had one customer pulled, they have these Passing the Torch dual autographs. I think he got Ezekiel and Dorsett or something
very nice.
Where, I mean, there's some, the Passing the Torch duels are really nice autograph cards. And then, of course, it's always fun to have the autograph cards while the NFL draft's going on.
That starts this coming week, right?
Yeah, I think it's Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on with that. Who the Bears going to draft? Are they going to get a quarterback in the first, second, or third round? Where the quarterbacks end up actually going, this is going to be one of the funner drafts to watch. So Thursday night that starts, and it always makes it more fun if the guy that gets picked early, you have his autograph.
That's right.
Number one of one, like Nathan Peterman, for instance. You know who loves Peterman is Chuckie Gruden.
Yep.
He loves him.
Yep.
So I hope he's right, and I hope the Bears get him in the second round if they pick, like, Jamal Adams in the first round.
That'd be nice.
That's what I'm hoping for. And then bidding begins Monday at HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott Auctions. Lots of stuff up there already. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can search by category. I'll try to list some things, talk about some things that are all different things. It's not just baseball cards that are in there. There is a Lou Gehrig single signed baseball signed on the Sweet Spot, both JSA and PSA DNA authenticated with a $10,000 minimum bid.
Wow.
Is that the first one you've had of just a single signed Gehrig bill, do you think, or do you get those every once in a while?
Oh, you don't get them anywhere near as much as you get Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But I want to say we may have had one or two in the past, but we've probably had dozens of Ruth balls.
Oh, yeah. That's about probably a 15 to 20 to 1 ratio on those, I would think. You never saw highlights of Lou Gehrig sitting on the third floor balcony with a bushel basket full of baseballs that he's autographing them and selling them out to the crowd. But you did see Babe Ruth doing that. So,
Gehrig's auto is worth more, everything else being equal, than Ruth's?
Well, not necessarily worth more. It could go more, but Ruth has, it's Babe Ruth.
Yep.
Now, Gehrig's got a big demand, too. Which do you think right now, Bill, would go in the exact same condition, the two baseballs? You think they're pretty close, or does one go higher than the other?
Oh, Gehrig would beat Ruth, everything being equal.
You think so? Just because they're so
Based on what you just said, there are just less of them around,
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what that does. And then here's something that I thought was interesting. A 2009 Matt Forte signed game-used Bears jersey, NFL Auctions and PSA DNA certified. I think Matt Forte is going to be in the Hall of Fame when you look at his He's almost at 10,000 career rushing yards. He's got over 13,000, I think, combined yards. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And having a, he was one of just a, one of the better Bears in history. So I think that would be a neat jersey to get if you're a Bears fan. $500 minimum bid on that. Be interesting to see where that one goes. And then you even have things like there's boxing items, for instance. 1880s John L. Sullivan Champion of the World cabinet photo, SGC PR 10, which is, I guess, a one pour. $150 minimum bid from the 1880s. Any condition is good. Be interesting. Well, boxing there, boxing yep. still has a real good following. So lots of stuff at HugginsandScott.com. And then you can tweet a picture of an item to my attention. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use that on the show, you get in the drawing that way. We had Mick from Naperville listens to the show. He stopped in a couple of weeks ago. This was kind of interesting what he had. He had original paintings of the six Notre Dame players or coaches who had appeared on the cover of Time magazine. So he had paintings of that, the really? Cover that each one of yeah. them were on, which was pretty cool. He showed me, he brought in, he had the Newt Rockne, and it was really well done. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. Value is kind of hard. Bill, without knowing the artist, if it's not a big name artist, it's kind of hard to put a price on something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, is the guy who painted them still alive, do you know? Or
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not 100% sure. That would look pretty cool, either in a sports bar yeah. near Notre Dame or even hanging up at Notre Dame, if anybody from Notre Dame, you know, don't you think,
absolutely.
Like having that?
Because yes.
that, to me, is good publicity for the university that you've had six guys on the cover of Time magazine. I don't know. I think that's pretty neat. Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
I tweeted you a picture of this a while ago, but I don't ever remember if you had touched base with me on it or not.
Okay.
Signed Game Use skates from Andrew Shaw, the 2013 Stanley Cup season.
You know, the fact that he was on a couple of the Blackhawks Stanley Cup teams, I think will always have him. There will always be demand. He was a popular player. He's never going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's a scrappy, good player. Bill, you have any estimate on a player like that, what Game Used signed skates go for?
Well, I'll tell you, skates are much tougher to find than sticks or
yeah.
jerseys or even hand pads and everything. I would say you're going to start at several hundred dollars and go up from there.
I wonder how long players usually keep the same pair of skates in the NHL. That'd be something interesting to find out. I've never heard that even talked
right,
about.
Right.
You know, you'd know sometimes like the guys that keep a baseball glove for a few years, they got attached to it. But I wonder how long skates last. We'll have to. That'll be something we'll see. We'll look into it. Where maybe we yes. will, maybe we won't. But kind of an interesting thing to find out. Now, also at HugginsandScott.com, don't forget, bidding begins this Monday, April 24th, and goes through May 4th. A lot of nice vintage baseball cards. Here's something, Bill, you're going to have to tell us about this Delaware find, a PSA 7 T206 Sweet Caporal Eddie Collins card. PSA 7 is a nice condition for that. $500 minimum bid. What's the deal with the it's always cool when there's a Delaware find, or that one, it was like a swamp find or something, and they dig out like an attic or something. Do you have the details of what happened with the Delaware one, what some of the stuff was that came out of there, Bill?
Yeah, no, it was this gentleman. He was referred to us actually by a previous consigner who was thrilled with what we did for them, and he just shows up one day with this cigar box full of tobacco cards.
Ooh.
And you know, fresh to the hobby, and I think there were about 450 or something like that in the thing, and we ended up sending in about 275 of them
wow.
for grading, and did very well, and I think all of them are in this auction. Maybe there may be some left for the August one, but the large majority of them are in here, including a green cob that got a 4.5, which I have with me. I'm doing a show in Cleveland in Strongsville this weekend, and boy, this thing has more fingerprints on it in 2 days than OJ's bloody glove
does. I bet, yeah. A lot of people interested in bidding on that baby, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you guys are going to be set up, speaking of August, you're going to be set up at the National in Rosemont in late July, which will be in conjunction with your July-August bidding, correct?
Oh, yeah. The show runs, I think, the 26th through the 30th of August, and we'll be there, yeah, set up, and our auction will actually starts on that Monday the 24th and runs through the following Thursday, I think it's August 3rd or something. So
is that the next time? Next time you're going to be in the Chicago area, or are you going to be at that one show? I think in May there's a show also.
No, we're not going to be at that May show.
Okay.
But the next time we'll be there will be the August National.
That's always an impressive display that you have at that National when you're set up there with all those glass cases and everything there that's in the auction. It looks great. Okay.
Are you coming to the show?
Who, Vince?
Well, you know, that's for me. You know, I'll be there for sure.
Well, I know Vince will be.
I will probably try to stop by on the Sunday, I would think. You know, other than that, I got the tea crown craziness going on. You know? But yeah, I'll try to stop by on the Sunday and see what's going on.
Right, Tom? We had a great time.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was actually sick that day, actually. But I had as much fun as I could have when I wasn't feeling too good. Ryan from Downers Grove is on the line. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning. I actually had a photo. I didn't know if it would be worth anything or if it's just more nice to look at for memorabilia, but it's a photo of Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita dropping the ceremonial first puck between Roenick when he was with the Sharks and Jonathan Toews with the Hawks. It's autographed by Hull and Mikita, and I just didn't know if it would be worth anything. Or...
You know, that both of them have been in the area so long and signed so many things, there's not a ton of value to that, but I know Stan Mikita's not doing well at all, which is, it's a sad story, actually. And, but they were really good guys that were willing signers, so it, as great as they were, it holds the value down. Great item to have on display, and for a Chicago fan, anybody would like to have them, but there's so many of them around. You know, typically something like that, $50, $75, not much more than that. For two great players, it's kind of like the Bob Feller syndrome where he started signing at a young age, a Hall of Famer, you know, lived quite a while and signed everywhere and everything. Pete Rose, same type thing. He signs a ton. So, you know, like Pete Rose rookie cards and his high grade 60s cards do great. His game used stuff does great, like a Hall of Famer, like a high end Hall of Famer. But the autographs, just the value is just not there. And a lot of the younger Hall of Famers are like that, where, you know, they're around a lot. The card companies had them signing, and the value just isn't that great on a lot of the stuff. Have you anybody stand out in your mind, Bill, from that's just made the Hall of Fame the last 20 years or so who's more expensive? But do you agree that a lot of them don't sell for a ton?
Well, he made the Hall of Fame quite a while ago, but the one guy who's actually still living and whose stuff sells for quite a bit of money is Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, he still does real well. You're right. Yeah.
And I think he's just beloved by all the people, and he doesn't do a whole lot of public appearances, I don't think, like a lot of these other guys do, which... You know, sometimes, unfortunately, what that does is it lends the credence to a lot of forgeries and counterfeits out there. When there is a demand for the product and there's no supply, somebody will come up with a supply, you know.
And one thing that people have to realize that I think a lot of people don't, that when you're paying at a card show to get an autograph from a guy, you're basically paying extra for because you're able to meet the guy, and the guy shows up there, and you're able to talk to him, shake his hand, whatever. So, you know, a lot of times guys will get something signed, and then they think, oh, I'll be able to take this out and go and make a profit selling it. It's like, no,
typically, you're not going to make a profit off
it. No, typically you're paying about double a lot of times what, like, a card will sign for or a jersey that comes from, like, Leaf or something like that or Upper Deck. So, you know, it's something just be aware that when you are – I mean, it's neat to be able to meet somebody, shake their hand, and you know it's real. You know it's real, but a lot of times you're paying a pretty stiff premium in order to get that signed in person. All right, we're coming up to the first break here now. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box, which has 5 packs and 1 autograph per pack. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776 is the number to call. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Picks football box. 5 autographs per box. Most of them are the guys that will be in this year's NFL draft, but also they have these passing the torch dual autos that are hard to get. I don't think they did more than 10 of any of these because they're not popping up at all. But those are going for some good money. So give us a call if you have a question about the value of an item. We've had people in the past ask about whether we thought it was a good buy to get a game-used base from a baseball game. And I like it. You know, I mean, it's if you like that. I'm not big on having a base hanging around the house. But if you like it, it's a pretty cool thing because MLB authenticates them. They put them in their computer network, whatever. Well, I noticed this week that Darren Revelle had tweeted, I think it was on Monday, first base from the final 2 innings of Game 7 of the 2016 World Series sold for?
$3,000.
How much?
$3,000.
How much?
$30,000.
How much?
More than that, yeah. Jeez, yeah. 100 grand?
101,237. That was the base for the final 2 innings of Game 7, you know, the end of the World Series.
Oh, wow. So I was very low to start.
Yeah, that was it. Well, I
misunderstood the question, for the record. I misunderstood the question.
I might not have spit it out right. But anyway, that's it. I don't think some of the other ones that people have called, but one of our listeners picked one up. I think he was at the Cubs were playing at Cincinnati towards the end of the year or something, picked up a base. He said something about, if I remember right, it didn't smell too good when he got it. So, you know, be prepared if you are getting something like that. But, yeah, that's pretty neat.
That'd be cool to have a base. I think I would end up using it. If I was going to keep it, yeah. I'd like get it signed and then just use it.
You could probably have it, like, inserted into the floor at ERC, sure. Couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Like, over in the corner and use that as
we'd find
when
a
you're
way.
Playing your wiffle ball games
you go,
at ERC.
You
know?
Sure, sure.
You could, that, sure. That would work. I think that would work.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got Lenny from Orland Park is on the line. What's new, Lenny? What do you have?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Lenny. How are you?
All right. I got a chance to meet Bill when he was in town last time, and I've got an item in his auction that I'd like to talk a little bit about. It's a lot of Secretariat's memorabilia. There's a handwritten letter from Ronnie Turcotte on what was going through his mind at the Belmont, along with a uncashed ticket from the Belmont. And when you were mentioning, Tommy, about there's other items in the auction other than baseball cards, this is truly one of my prized possessions that I put in Bill Huggins' auction. And if you take a look at it, it's quite impressive.
You know, Secretariat's stuff does really well, too. That'll be interesting to see. So that's in the May auction where the bidding begins tomorrow, correct?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And, we'll have to check that out. I'll I'll tweet a picture of that because I like that stuff, and it really does. Secretariat probably almost more than just about any other horse. Anything connected with Secretariat does really well. Be interesting to see how it does, Lenny.
Yeah, I'm excited myself, and I hated to let it go, but you know, Bill's a good salesman. He'll,
yes, that's true. Well, thanks for the call, Lenny. Okay, I got a tweet of a picture here from DMB Mike 40 on Twitter. If authenticated, what could the value be? The 72-10 Bulls team. It looks like it might be a practice jersey. Now, I don't know if it's a game-worn practice jersey, but it's signed by, it looks like, the entire team with a big, bold Michael Jordan. There's Scottie Pippen. Now, that's neat. Now, Bill, what do you think would be the difference if this was a practice jersey worn by a player or if it was just a practice jersey that hadn't been worn, signed by the team? Is a big difference in value?
I mean, from what you just said, probably not a ton of difference, only because of the word practice jersey involved,
yeah, okay,
in, as opposed to a game jersey versus a store-bought jersey or an authentic jersey or something like that. But practice jerseys don't seem to get as much money as game jerseys do. They just they don't look the same. I mean, they're a different style and everything, yeah, than they would wear. But still, nonetheless, I'm sure a great item, especially signed by the whole team. It's got to be, gosh, a couple $1,000s, I would think.
Yeah, you would think so.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's got a nice frame on it, too. It looks good the way he has it. But, yeah, that has to be authenticated without a doubt. Okay, some things coming in. The Huggins and Scott, the bidding begins tomorrow, the May auction for Huggins and Scott auctions. Let's see. What did I just pulled up an item
now,
here?
Instead of Sunday, so it begins Monday.
Oh yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that bidding starts Monday. We're on. It is Saturday,
yes,
today.
All day.
I'm so used
all
to
day
saying,
yes,
that,
yes,
in the past. That's, yes, right. Bidding begins Monday, April 24th for the Huggins and Scott May auction. Now here's something that's interesting. Well, okay, there's a 1952 Topps Look and See PSA graded lot of 52 cards, which has, for instance, Rembrandt PSA 5,
nice,
FDR PSA 5, Einstein a PSA 7. You gotta love an Einstein card from,
yes,
1952. Abraham Lincoln PSA 6, $250 minimum bid on that lot. And from 52 Topps, who knows? It'll be interesting to see what that does. But then that leads into some of the cut signatures that you guys got, Bill, from the Upper Deck. Here's one from 2007 Upper Deck Historical Cuts. Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee, dual one-of-one cut signature with a $5,000 minimum bid.
Wow.
Those are cool. I remember when that product came, jeez, out and they had those out there and people were going for them. Don't you have a Lincoln cut signature from that product, I think, in this auction also, Bill?
Yeah, we have that. And there's also another unique one with Nelson Mandela and George Steinbrenner.
Oh, yeah, boy. Be interesting to see what those do. Now, those are all one of ones that were pulled randomly inserted in packs, so you can't get them anymore,
right,
you know. So, and they are from Upper Deck. Pretty cool. So it'll be interesting to see what those do. You've got some game-used equipment. For instance, here's a Ken Griffey Jr. signed bat. It looks like used in the 90s, $250 minimum bid, signed and game-used. Manny Machado, 2015 signed game-used bat. $200 minimum bid on that one. Machado is really, he's a really good player.
Great young talent.
He really
great
is.
Great young talent.
Yeah, he had that injury and he's come back from it fine. Vince, what time is it? Do you notice any?
It's time.
It's time for Which Ended Higher. Okay. We do this pretty much every week. Vince keeps track of his batting average, which has been...
I'm 2-for-6.
Yeah,
I'm
you had a hot
six
streak,
yeah,
now 333. If you, yes, can keep that up, yes, that's, you know, yes, I'll make you a lot of money in baseball, Vince.
Well, okay, you know, these... just always trying to figure out which perspective you're coming from,
yeah,
you know.
And I try to keep you on your toes and not knowing. Now, listeners out there can try to predict which one of these ended higher. I think these were all in the February 2017 Huggins and Scott auction. Item number one, 1965 Bazooka Baseball complete high-grade set of 12 panels. Mantle, Aaron, Killebrew, Mays, Koufax, Frank Robinson, Clemente, Gibson, Santo. A lot of Hall of Famers in there.
Yep.
Okay, that's 1965 Bazooka. Then the second item, a rare Al Simmons signed black and white Hall of Fame postcard. Boy, those black and white Hall of Fame postcards, Bill, seem to really do well. You've had quite a few of those in your auctions. And then the third item, a 1973 Topps Baseball fourth series unopened wax box, BBCE wrapped. So you know these are all good items. This is a tough one, Vince. The three items, well, okay. Recap here. 1965 Bazooka Baseball complete high-grade set, 12 panels. All 12 are there with a lot of Hall of Famers pictured in there. A rare Al Simmons signed black and white Hall of Fame postcard, and a 1973 Topps Baseball fourth series unopened wax box that if Vince had it wouldn't be unopened very much longer. Okay, Vince, which all one's right,
so
the highest?
I think I got it on this one. The first one, the bazooka, is just a diversion. You got all those stars, so I don't think that's it at all.
Okay.
And then that third one, the 73 box, you know that was my childhood. I actually opened up one of those boxes.
Yeah.
So that's not it. So I'm going to go with the Al Simmons baseball or the Al Simmons rare postcard.
You would be right.
All right. All right. I had a feeling on this one.
Yes, you got it.
Cool.
You're right. And actually, okay, the Al Simmons went for $3,500. The bazooka lot, $3,200. And the unopened wax box, $2,800. So they all did really well.
They were very close to each other.
Can you imagine opening a $2,800 box of packs and just, you know?
I did. I opened that box.
Yeah, but I think it was a little less than $2,800.
No,
what were you, probably like five?
I was for my birthday or something. I was like 9 years old.
How long did it take you, do you think, Vince? As a nine-year-old, could you rip through them just like nothing?
Actually, back then, I would open them up and I would look at the cards. I would interact. I would look at the cards, look at the back. You know. So
there
always
you
wanted a Pete Rose card and Roberto Clemente as a kid. So.
Now, did you ever hook them up to your bicycle spokes, or did you flip them against the wall, or
no,
any of those things?
No, I would sit there
things?
And watch baseball games and just put them in teams.
Look
and
at
all
the
that.
Cards
yeah,
and stuff.
So,
yeah.
But I mangled them in my own way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
With my hands.
Too bad you didn't keep those. I
think my dad sold them in a garage sale somewhere
really?
In the late 70s, early 80s. So
yeah, that's too bad.
I forgive you, Dad.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, you can't win them all.
That's right.
312-332-3776 is the number. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles. We are giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Pick football box. Five packs per box with one autograph per pack. Most of the autographs are the guys that are going to be in this year's draft, which... Where are the quarterbacks going to go? I think this is going to be the most entertaining first couple rounds of a draft that I can ever remember, because I don't ever remember the experts being so torn or so different
on who goes where.
And where the quarterbacks are going, where they should go, who might get them. And a lot of teams obviously need quarterbacks. So it's going to be fun to watch, and it's fun to have these autographs of the draft picks as they get picked. Yep. So... we'll see what happens with that. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. If you give us a call with a question about the value of an item. Now, do you have somebody like, okay, somebody came up to me and said they heard a rumor that the Bears were thinking of trading back from 3 to 12, okay? And... because apparently the Browns would have wanted to get a defensive player with number one and then get a quarterback three. So if the Bears made that trade, then what should the Bears get? I found this chart that actually gives points to all the different picks. So, like, if you had the first pick, it's worth X amount of points. I wonder if I have this chart with me. But anyway, I figured if the Bears traded from 3 to 12, okay, through this chart, there's 117.7 difference, which would be the of a number 3 to number 12, which would be the equivalent of a round 3 draft pick number 75. So to me, the Bears, if they're going to do that, should probably get a third round pick in addition to the 12th pick in the first round.
Now, is that what the professionals use, that kind
of
chart?
I think so.
Thing?
This guy had a whole mathematical thing from it. It's been there for a couple years. But I would imagine they use something similar to that. How, I mean, how in figuring it, Jimmy Johnson used to have one a long time ago that was kind of not as mathematically oriented. But he had a, he originally had a chart with that.
Every time I hear his name, I think of Vidal Sassoon, you know, with his hair, you know, it's always in place, you know.
I don't.
I don't know why, you know, it's so weird.
It is weird how there's connection. Well, it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football Box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item or a question to me that we use from Twitter, TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. There's a couple nice ones here right now, a couple good questions. Prophet Jaggerbomb, JR from Southside on Twitter.
Great name.
Says, now this is, I think this would be good in a Huggins and Scott auction. Tom, hi, I have an unopened hobby box of 03-04 NBA Topps Chrome Basketball. Paid $200 for it 10 years ago. Now, that's the LeBron, Wade, Carmelo, LeBron stuff is on fire from there. I would think that box now, Bill, I haven't seen any that have sold. That would probably do well in one of your auctions, don't you think?
Oh, sure. Any of that stuff from that year is on fire right now.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, I don't know which product that is as far as on the... Is that one of the higher-end products, I guess?
Topps Chrome is a good one. Yeah, there's some valuable LeBron stuff in there. And you know, LeBron's the priciest of them all, but there's a lot of good guys from that year. And Kirk Heinrich doesn't carry the value, but but there are some other good ones that year. I still remember that draft thinking, man, the Bulls are going to get Wade. I thought he was going to drop to him, and I was like, oh, no, they got Heinrich. Cool. Was a solid player.
Well, but we got Wade now.
Yeah.
So, you know,
he's still
never too late to get
in
a Chicago
spurts,
guy.
He's still good. You know, he doesn't have it all the time, but in spurts, he's still good. Another question here from Adarsh. He's a Kentucky Skill on Twitter. What would be a good card box to buy for a beginning sports collector? I would think what sport he likes the best. And then if you like autographs or now you or not, you know, you have to kind of figure that out, what price range you can do. But a lot of times, like if they like baseball, just buying a hobby box of Topps baseball cards is a fun one to start with. They have the Topps opening day are inexpensive. You could get those. It depends on the age and how, you know, how they much you want to get into it. But there's things you can buy a box that's $30 or $40, or a pack that's $40 or $50, things that go way up from there. So there's all kinds of stuff that you can get. But I would say get whatever sport he likes the best. You know, go for that one. Brian from Aurora is on the line. What do you have there, Brian?
Hi, I have a signed Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, and Fergie Jenkins ball. And I wanted to also know whether or not it originally started as just Billy Williams, and then I had a chance to get the others, but I want to know if getting additional Hall of Famers or additional Cubs Hall of Famers would help or hurt the value if I did, because I know they're all one team.
I would probably keep it with Cubs Hall of Famers, since that's where you're going with it, and you know, keep getting that if you're going to add anybody on that. Don't you think, Bill, that would be, if he's going to do anything with it, just keep it to Cubs Hall of Famers?
Yeah, I mean, that's the theme he's already started and everything, so sure. And I think there's probably quite a few more guys that are still around who we could add to that.
Yeah, so that would be an interesting ball. I mean, right now you're probably looking maybe 100, 150 with those three guys on it. So a good ball, and if you enjoy doing that, then keep adding Cubs Hall of Famers to it, and then maybe start some other baseball with another theme to it. Now, don't forget, bidding begins Monday, April 24th. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. Monday, April 24th on the Huggins and Scott May auction. Bidding goes from Monday the 24th through May 4th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Bill, now, is it too late for somebody who hasn't been on your mailing list to get a catalog? Would they have to wait till the next one, or can they call you Monday and get a catalog that fast?
Oh, yeah. No, we have plenty of catalogs. Chris, our shipping manager, sends out, probably a dozen to two dozen every day as the auction goes on. We get people who request catalogs. And, you know, depending on where you live, it may take a couple days or so to get it to you. But, no, we send out catalogs all this coming week for sure.
Now, what about somebody who wants to bid in the auction and has never bid before? Let's say somebody right now today is looking through your site, and they're like, whoa, geez, I'd like to get this or that. How do they set things up where they bid?
Well, you can actually do it yourself. You can go to register for the auction. You just need to fill out your contact information and that type of stuff. Or we get a lot of people who just call our office, and it takes about a minute or two to go through all the information and to confirm who you are and everything, and then you're eligible to bid.
So they can actually register at HugginsandScott.com and just do it right online if that's what they want to do.
Yep.
Now, we were saying it's not just there's tons of baseball, football, basketball cards, but it's not just cards. We've talked about some of the different cut signatures, the political items. But here's something. A lot of 8 graded Spider-Man comic books from 1976 to 1987. Did you know they grade comic books?
Yes,
then?
I did know that. Yep.
Yeah, and some can go for a lot of money, actually.
I'm pretty sure I haven't read one comic book in my entire life. Not one, ever.
Really? Never no. Even flipped through them?
Nope.
I remember when they had, what was it called? Silly Putty or something?
Sure.
Where you could flatten it out,
yep.
And if you had a comic book, you could slap the Silly Putty on it, and then you would have the picture from the comic book.
Oh, that's cool.
Would come on the Silly Putty, and then you could stretch it and distort it. I remember doing that at one point.
I would imagine that's how you remember that, is that you did it yourself.
So I know I had at least, I don't know, that might have been like a Mickey Mouse or a Mighty Mouse, maybe, comic book,
Mighty
something
Mouse.
Like that.
Good
but
cartoon.
I wasn't real big on, our next door neighbors had tons of them. When they moved, they had their garage filled.
Really?
It was probably half filled with comic books that they were selling. Think about that. That would have been from the late 60s. What could have been in that collection?
Man.
What you'd like to go back on. I wonder why. I guess they were probably moving to their father had died. They were probably moving to a smaller place and didn't want to take all that stuff.
You could go back in time.
Yeah.
It'd be a good subject for a movie, maybe something like a Back to the Future type of thing.
I think we need to get a TV show. We need to start it up where we're time traveling.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But we're going to do it better than the shows that they have on right now. We're going to go back. We're going to stop the tugboat with the 52 tops boxes. We're stopping that boat. Guys, wait. People, what are you doing? Well, we got to get these packs.
That's funny. It would be great to watch those early 20th century baseball players just play the game.
It would be fun to go to a game in 1952 and see what it was like. Yeah,
sure.
Jackie Robinson's at Ebbets Field and all that. Yeah, that would be cool.
I'd like to see Ty Cobb play, you know, just the way he played.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of footage of
that. I'd like
to
see a young
him.
Mickey Mantle. I saw an older Mickey Mantle and older Willie Mays play in person, but not the young.
Right.
Obviously, an older Ernie Banks. Yep. Never saw the young Ernie Banks. The back-to-back MVP never
shortstop.
Saw him.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that something he was one of the first power hitters? Well, at shortstop.
Sure.
Well, also in the Huggins and Scott May auction, here's something kind of interesting. Now, I've had people contact me before that have press pin collections. Here's a 1949 MLB All-Star Game at Ebbets Field press pin. This is in the Web Gems section of Huggins and Scott. So, Bill, it's a $100 minimum bid. The Web Gems section, that's not in your printed catalog, but you can see the Web Gems category at HugginsandScott.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it's just the last minute items that came in from, you know, from the people that didn't get them in time. But I tell a lot of our consigners, they say, oh, well, how come I'm not in the catalog? Well, believe it or not, over 70% of our bidders don't get the catalog. They don't want it. They do it all online.
Yeah, I'd be more that way. I mean, the catalogs are fine. They're nice to flip through, but just looking at them online, you can, I don't know, I like doing it better that way. Also, in the Web Gems section, this is kind of interesting. A Nolan Ryan 1968 rookie Type 1 news service photo. So I think it was spring training of 1968 that the photo was taken and stamped on the back. That's pretty interesting, $100 minimum bid with the rookie photo.
Very nice, yes.
That's pretty neat. And then speaking of rookies, here's a PSA 8 1963 Topps Willie Stargell rookie. That's similar to the Pete Rose where it's got the four floating heads, $250 minimum bid. Willie Stargell, his 162-game average, 282, 33 homers, 106 RBIs, 360 on base percentage, 147 OPS plus. But I think part of his whole thing was what a leader he was on the team, too.
Absolutely.
You know, a really good power hitter, but just a really good leader. But, Vince, can you name one other player on that, one other bobbing, or you know, the head that's on that 1963? I'd say you can't. With Willie Stargell. I don't think I would have been able to name one. I always know Al Weiss is on the Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
No.
One player, Brock Davis, actually played with the Cubs for a little while.
Oh, interesting name.
Jim Gasker and John Hernstein. I think John Hernstein might have played with the Cubs for a little while, too, but none of them hit it big.
I'm trying to remember that for the next time you ask me that question,
yeah,
as if it's the first time you've ever asked the question. Hopefully you remember.
I may forget that next week I probably won't remember it. Hey, Vince, I've ever asked you on the Willie Stargell. Ira from the West Side is on the line. What do you have there, Ira?
How you doing? I had a couple of questions. Number one, I have a whole bunch of Shaq rookie cards. One of them that you had to send off through the mail and they came back. And then I also have an Emmitt Smith unopened rookie box.
Okay. Well, the unfortunate thing about the Shaq rookie cards is you're not the only one that has a whole bunch of them. They made a whole bunch of them and they don't sell for a bunch. They don't sell for a bunch unless they're graded, okay? And a PSA 10 of one of the better Shaq rookies can usually break 100 or two. But if they're not graded, they're not going to go for much. So worth hanging on to without a doubt because Shaq's one of the top centers of all time. But they don't sell for a ton. I guess I tricked you there. I thought we were going to do it. You're like, oh, no, we're not going to do another Which Ended Higher.
I got my pen out. I was ready to, you know, list them.
Yeah, I had an itchy trigger finger there. All right, let's see what else is in the Huggins and Scott May auction. Bidding begins Monday, April 24th, goes through May 4th. This is something interesting, Bill. I don't think I've seen a lot of these. 1967 Topps punch outs, a Richie Allen SGC7. Is that one that's hard to get a high grade on those?
Yeah, they are. They were. That was one of those things that Topps did a lot of in the 60s. They call them test issues. They were only marketed in certain areas of the country as opposed to like the regular Topps stuff is issued all over the country. These were, I'm not sure what part of the country they were marketed in, but they were. It was just a one-year thing, and they were done in three panels. The packs were like a foot tall and like 3 inches wide. And I can just see how it didn't last too long, the size-wise of it. But no, they're very tough to find.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing anybody bring those in, so it'll be interesting to see what that does. I imagine not a lot of high-grade copies of them either, if you know, they weren't, not a lot of them around. So that'll be interesting.
It was a game.
Oh.
And you would punch out the little things. That
oh, I see.
A hit or a single or something, and you played the game with your friend or something. Each one of you would have a card.
Boy, there's been a lot of different baseball games that have been developed over the years, all different types. That I remember having bop baseball, where it had like it was wood sides, and you like slid a thing. It was kind of like one of those bowling.
Oh, okay.
You know the bowling games, but you used a bat to hit it, and if it landed right in a circle, you got what that circle got.
We played All-Star Baseball.
You kind of spin a thing.
Yeah. Like a strikeout or home run or something like that.
So and then there was always, you had to have played electric football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that hockey game where, you know, you had
we did a lot of the,
that was
the hockey game than
those
anything
could get
else.
Heated, yep. Those hockey games.
Yes.
Tim from Palatine is online. What do you have there, Tim?
Hey, I've got some horse racing pictures. Silver Charm and Free House from the Preakness Stakes. It's like a 16 by 20 picture framed, autographed by Gary Stevens and Kent DeSormo.
Hmm.
I have Affirmed winning the Belmont, which was autographed by Steve Cawthon. Just wondering if there's any market out there for these types of pictures anymore.
You think that might be a good lot if he could put all those together in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Yes, definitely. A lot of that horse racing stuff, you know, like you were saying earlier, Secretariat is Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth of the horse racing thing, but a lot of the names that he just mentioned are very collectible as far as the jockeys and the even if you can get some of the trainers and owners to sign it. I know the lot that Lenny has in the auction has a signature on one of the items of Penny Tweedy, who owns the
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very good. Well, it's time. We're at the end. Tim, you can contact Bill Huggins at 301-608-0355. And Vince,
this
time
week's
to do the drawing.
Is, Ryan from Downers Grove. So, Ryan, email me your address, vince@arcdelivery.com. I deliver it to your house free of charge.
And that
by
was
Thursday.
By Thursday, it was a 2017 Elite Football Draft Box with 5 autographs in it. So have fun watching the draft, everybody, this week.
That'll
I
be
hope
a blast.
The Bears, this is so key for Pace to come through with the right picks here. Third pick overall. We'll see Thursday, Friday, Saturday what happens. Don't forget, I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. And have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're on again next Saturday.